the Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
Back here on the Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner on a rainy Saturday morning, Coach Mike Wright joins us now. And, Coach, I noticed you're still wearing that Masters hat around.
Well, you know, it's red.
It's been around.
It has been around. Fortunately, I bought a red one years before I got to Oakland, and then I got here and thought, sweet, I can wear this all the time now. It matches everything I own.
Everything you have is red.
Red or blue, and red goes with both of those.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, so there you go. 2013 edition of the Oakland Patriots, our first chance here to talk to you about that. And it has been... how would you characterize it? I'll let you characterize it. What has this year been like for you so far?
It's been good. You know, it's been good. I coming off the last 2 years with still a bunch of young guys, learn how to play the game. I think we've taken a tremendous step forward. You know, we 12 wins. You know, going into January where we only had 10 all last year. So before the new year even hits, we've already eclipsed that mark and, you know, won a tournament over at White County, which is big for this group. They haven't won anything, in a tournament style since they'd been in high school. And so to go win a tournament and compete and after losing the championship game at Sevier County, we talked about, you know, all right, now you got to your first championship game. Now let's go over to White County and get back to one and win it and take another step. And, you know, seeing that progression was really good, you know. And so I'm really excited about where this team is and the opportunities that we still have ahead of us.
That team, that Sevier County team, do you know much about them?
Well, they're poorly coached.
That's what I was going to say, but I thought I'd let you say that.
Yeah, the guy's been there. He just kind of throws them out there and lets them go.
How long has he been there, your dad?
He's only been there, I don't know, 6 or 7 years. He was at Gatlinburg Pittman for about 10 years before that, and then made kind of recharged his battery, made the move across town to finish his career up. You know, it's funny because everybody thinks I'm from there, you know, with my dad coaching there and me starting my career over at Pigeon Forge. And I always tell the story that when I went to college, I'm originally from Augusta, Georgia. And so when I went to college, my mom told me, said, you can go anywhere you want as long as it's within an hour and a half of our house. Mm-hmm. And so I found a school that was exactly an hour and a half away from the house, went to school there.
Of course.
You know.
As far away.
Yeah, I got that full hour and a half. Uh-huh. And, was playing ball. And the next thing I know, my parents called me one day and said, hey, we just moved to Gatlinburg. You know, so I got out of the house and she realized, man, that hour and a half's not quite far enough. And they moved about 8 hours away from me. So, it's cool playing him. I hadn't played him in a while. When I first started out, I was at Pigeon Forge. He was at Gatlinburg Pittman, which is kind of like an Oakland Seagull rivalry.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Are they both the same size in terms of classification and all?
Yeah, same size. We were in the same district. The big rival, Pigeon Forge, was the new school that had just opened up and kind of pulled a lot of the Gatlinburg kids over there. And so we had some real heated, games early on. And so it was kind of nice to play him in a tournament setting with – It was a lot more relaxed, a lot more fun. I enjoyed this one much more than the ones I enjoyed in the past, even though he got the best of it.
Well, the two of you know each other and all that back history, but these two teams didn't have that kind of history.
Yeah, no.
Sevier County and Oakland.
Yeah, and I was probably a lot more similar to him at that time. It was my first head coaching job, and he was my main mentor, as a coach. And so my just everything we did probably mirrored them a lot more than it does now. As the years go on, you start to get your own systems and develop and some little tweaks and changes. Our philosophies are still almost identical, but some of the things we do are a lot different now.
Well, that had to make for a very neat holiday and Christmas. Then that Sonic shootout, whenever I hear Howard, that's out of Chattanooga, they've had, gosh, what a history that they've had. And then Lebanon, all those great Lebanon teams in White County, you played some old District 7 AAA rivals, and that was kind of interesting to see, and got the best of them too.
Yeah, I thought it was a really good week for us. I didn't think we necessarily played our best against Howard, but like you said, Howard's a they're in state tournament almost every year, it seems like.
Yeah.
And have a good chance of being in state tournament in Double A this year. They've got a big 6'8 post player that's just a man child and athletic guards and quick. And, you know, I thought we did a good job in that game of not playing our best but finding a way to win, which is another step that we kind of had to learn to take this year to close out games down the stretch, even when you don't quite have everything going. And then I thought we came out the next night against Lebanon and played probably as complete a game as we played all year long. I just, from start to finish, played well, clicked, made good decisions, didn't turn the ball over, defended, just really, really got after him, and, got us in the championship game again, which is what we wanted. And, you play White County at White County in their own tournament. It's going to be a good challenge for you at any time. And so that was exactly what I wanted to happen. You wanted to get that experience for our guys. And I thought they handled it really well and beat a good White County team on their floor for a championship.
Have you been to White County before?
It was my first trip. And I can imagine what that place used to be like, back in the, late 90s, early 2000s, when they were really good, winning state championships. I could see that place just being a gym that's rocking.
District tournaments, having to travel across Sligo and all to get there, it was quite a time. That was a fun time. Mike Wright joining us this morning as we talk about the Oakland Patriots. Well, district season, of course, turned the page in the very new year, and you played your two biggest rivals, and you've played two state-ranked teams all in the course of the first three games.
Yeah, welcome to 7AAA, right?
Yeah, and this district gets a lot of publicity for girls basketball, and I guess it should. They're number one, two, and three, the top three in the district, but boys is not too shabby either.
Yeah, that's what I've been giving Krager a hard time about a lot lately. The boys basketball in this area has gotten really good. When I got here, it was good, but it was really kind of top heavy. You had one or two good teams, and then everybody else was just kind of mediocre. But every year, this league just gets better and better and better. And you look down in the middle schools and the kids that are coming up, and I just see it continuing to be that way. You've got teams that for the last three or four years, we're sending teams to the state tournament that are competing well at the state tournament, and are good enough to win it. We haven't won one yet, but I think that time's coming very soon.
Well, Blackman lost to the state champion by one.
Yeah, last year in the state tournament, and I think this year they've got a great chance of going up there and competing for it again. I hope that maybe we can get there with them. Maybe we can play them in the championship game, see if we can fill up the Murphy Center. But, I think every year this league's getting better, and, there's just no off nights. It's kind of like football. People talk about how it is in football. Just every game is a grind and a battle. It's that way in basketball. It's like every time you turn around, I look up and we play Laverne on Tuesday, and you're going, man, here we go again. They're really good, and you just have to – you have to be really focused and mature with your team and be able to rebound and get ready to go.
Mike Wright joining us here this morning. Coach, we've seen you the last three games, your team, and when it seems like there's always a little something that you're upset about on the sidelines, in the course of a game. And the Siegel game, it was the turnover bug. It was just devastating. Last night, maybe not so much so. Is that what you have to deal with a team like this? I mean, you know what you want to happen, but you don't know what you're going to get sometimes.
It's funny because I heard I was listening to Coach Woodson this morning, mm-hmm. and the word consistency got brought up.
Yeah.
And that's the exact word that we've used with our team, the last couple of weeks, is that for moments, whether it's moments in practice or moments in games or even moments just watching film or going about our daily day, we are really good. And then for moments we're not, and we have to get that consistent. You look at the first quarter of the other night against Blackman, and we're defending, we're playing hard, we're not turning the ball over, and we're right in that ball game. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden we go through a couple minute stretch where we start turning the ball over, and when we do it in bunches, and we give up a 10-0 run. you know, you do that a couple times throughout the course of a night, and it's just really hard to overcome. We're not a good enough team yet to overcome those big runs against the really good teams. And so we got to get more consistent with what we're doing. I thought our effort was unbelievable last night. Mm-hmm. I thought we came out ready to play. I thought they rose to the challenge after not bringing that effort on Tuesday. I thought we fought and battled. I thought our energy was good on the bench. But I didn't think we brought the execution with that intensity, you know, and so there's that consistency again. You know, you're not going to beat the really good teams in this league without doing all phases. You got to be intense. You got to work hard. You got to execute. You know, all of those things have to happen at the same time. And we're still struggling to get there, but I think it's something that, you know, as this team grows and matures, and it's like I told them, we don't have to beat Blackman, you know, right now. By mid-February, let's see if we can be good enough to beat them. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's kind of our focus right now. We'll win as many games as we can, go out and compete, try and get ourselves in as good a position as we can, and hope that by tournament time we have continued to improve and close the gap on some of these teams.
Talking Oakland basketball with Mike Wright this morning. When on that consistency thing, when you can see, and this is just for me on the outside, and you're much, much closer to it, okay? But when you have a game where the turnovers happen first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, you know, fourth quarter, all, you know, all throughout the game. And then you can go into a game where it maybe comes in spurts. You have gone from a consistency level of, you know, 40-60 to, you know, 60-40. And that can happen in the course of a couple of days. That sometimes drives coaches bananas, that, you know, and then you might go back to that 40-60. You know, it's just kind of one of those balancing things, but the deal is to try to progress and get that number on the more consistent side with each game, with each practice, and I think you're seeing some of that with this bunch.
Yeah, you know, and go back to Tuesday, and our guys know, and we've talked about it, and we looked at it. Tuesday was just a night we didn't show up ready to play. You know, I don't know what happened, and it is an odd thing, but teams do get too excited to play sometimes. I don't know if that's what happened with that bunch or not, but sometimes you get so jacked up to play that you come out flat as you can be. You know, I don't know if that was the case Tuesday night or not, but I was real disappointed in the way we fought in that game. And so it's really hard to judge how we played in that game to have any idea, you know, of what was going on. But what I like was that they came together, and Thursday, we didn't practice on Wednesday. All we did was watch film. We came in on Thursday and probably had as good a practice as we've had all year long. And then we come out Friday, and even though the final score doesn't reflect it, I thought we played 100 times better than we did on Tuesday. You know, and
it was almost an identical score, but as a fan watching or broadcasting both games, it was completely different.
Yeah, it's just not even close. You know, it's just not even, I had a completely different feeling, you know, walking out of the gym, just proud of our guys' effort with the understanding that, you know, you can fix execution. You know, we can correct mistakes as long as the effort and the passion is there. You know, if you don't have the effort, the passion, there's not much I can teach you. You know, we draw up whatever we want. So I can tell them that there's no magic formula to just go put the ball in the hole if you're not going to play hard.
Right.
And so as long as we've got that, now we can come back to practice and say, all right, you played hard. Now let's look at what we did wrong so that we can actually correct it and try to grow from that and get better. And that's kind of where we're at right now.
Well, let's see. Tuesday night, Laverne, as things get so much easier for you, and then Smyrna will wind up the first half of the district's first half. So a chance here. I think you're playing in a part of the schedule where you said before that our district had kind of been top heavy. I don't think it's as top heavy now. I think what's happened is that middle of the road has now risen to the occasion a little bit more, and that's kind of where you're at, along with Laverne and Smyrna. So some big games coming up this week.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Laverne's really good. They've got as good a guard as anybody around. They've got nice post players. You look at how they battled with Blackman in that opening game of the year, you know, gave Blackman everything they wanted, had the lead late in that game. You know, that's a big game for us. You know, if we want to continue to build and rise and try and get in the upper half of this district, Tuesday's a big game against Laverne. You know, and we got to come out and try to execute a little better. You know, play with that same intensity and that effort, and you know, hopefully after a couple of days of practice, we can fix some things and get that execution better and just kind of get back on that winning track and understand that we're good enough to compete with the top teams in this league.
Laverne, Smyrna, Springfield next week. You play next Saturday afternoon as well. So you've got a long, long week. Three games this week?
Yeah, we're going to, you know, I know it's old cliche. I'm trying to worry about Laverne right now.
Sure.
You know, if I start thinking about what we got going on later in the week, Laverne will jump up and not be prepared for them. So it's good for us, you know.
Would you rather play than practice at this point, or
it depends on how we're playing.
It depends on the team you have too.
You know, yeah, and I think it depends on how you're playing. You know, sometimes if things are rolling well for you and you're clicking and you know, things are where you want to be, then you want to get, you just want to go play and continue that role. But like right now, you know, we need a couple of days in the gym to fix some things. So next week will be good for us because it gives us an opportunity to play a few games. Playing three games, these guys are 15, 16 years old. Playing three games in a week is, if it was me playing, then that'd be a different story.
Really?
You know, but they're fine. You know, we go Christmas and we play 3 or 4 days in a row, take a couple of days off, come back, play 3 days in a row again. You know, so I don't worry about that too much.
Coach, good luck here the rest of the way. We'll see you back here in a couple of weeks, and I know we'll see you at the gym sometime real soon.
Thank you very much.
All right. Mike Wright joining us here this morning at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant for the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coach's Corner. Next up, we talk Eagle Bowl basketball with Joey Reed. He is next here on WGNS AM/FM Online.